What if the money sitting inside your home right now could either solve your biggest financial problem or accidentally become your next one? Welcome back, I'm Hannah. Today we're tackling something so many homeowners are quietly Googling at midnight: refinancing, HELOC, or second mortgage. Which one actually makes sense? Maybe you've got equity you didn't even realize you built. Maybe you're staring at credit card debt, sitting at 24% interest, thinking there has to be a smarter way to deal with it. There is. But the option you choose can either save you thousands or cost you thousands and put your home at more risk than necessary. By the end of this episode, you're going to know exactly which path fits your situation. No confusion, no guessing. Let's get into it. Let's say you've built up some equity in your home. Maybe you bought 5 years ago, prices went up, and now you're sitting on $80,000 or $100,000 in equity you didn't even really earn. It just happened while you were living your life. Now you need money. Maybe it's a kitchen remodel, maybe it's your kids' tuition, maybe you're drowning in credit card debt at 24% interest, and you know there has to be a smarter way. So you start Googling, and suddenly you're hit with three different terms that all sound like they do the same thing: refinancing, HELOC, and second mortgage. They all let you tap into your home's equity, but they work completely differently. They cost different amounts, and picking the wrong one can genuinely cost you thousands of dollars, or worse, put your home at more risk than it needs to be. This guide breaks it all down in plain English with real examples, so by the end, you'll know exactly which option fits your situation. First, let's get the basics straight. Before comparing anything, you need to understand what each option actually is, because the names get thrown around loosely and it causes a lot of confusion. Refinancing means you replace your entire existing mortgage with a brand new one. The old loan gets paid off completely, and you start fresh with new terms, a new interest rate, a new monthly payment, sometimes a new loan length. If you do a cash out refinance, you borrow more than you currently owe and pocket the difference in cash. A HELOC, home equity line of credit, is a separate loan on top of your existing mortgage. It works like a credit card that's secured by your house. You get approved for a credit limit, say $50,000, and you can draw from it whenever you need, pay it back, and draw again during what's called the draw period, usually 10 years. Your original mortgage stays completely untouched. A second mortgage, home equity loan, is also a separate loan on top of your existing mortgage, but instead of a flexible credit line, you get one lump sum of money up front and you pay it back in fixed monthly installments over a set term, just like your original mortgage. Your first mortgage stays untouched here too. Think of it this way. Refinancing replaces your relationship with your lender entirely. A HELOC and a second mortgage add a second, separate relationship on top of the one you already have. Cash out refinancing, pros and cons. Let's talk about refinancing first, because it's the option people are most familiar with. How it actually works. Say you owe $200,000 on your home and your house is now worth $400,000. You could refinance for $250,000, pay off the old $200,000 loan, and walk away with $50,000 in cash. Your entire mortgage is now this new $250,000 loan with a single monthly payment. The upside. The biggest advantage of refinancing is that first mortgages almost always carry the lowest interest rates available to homeowners, because lenders consider them the safest type of loan. They get paid back first if anything ever goes wrong. This means a cash-out refinance can sometimes give you a lower rate than a HELOC or second mortgage would. It also simplifies your life. Instead of juggling two separate loans and two payments, you just have one mortgage payment, one due date, one lender to deal with. And if mortgage rates happen to be lower now than when you originally bought your home, refinancing lets you lower your rate on your entire loan balance, not just the cash you're pulling out, which is a nice bonus on top of getting your cash. The downside. Here's the catch that trips a lot of people up. If rates are higher now than when you got your original mortgage, refinancing means you're giving up your old low rate on your entire loan balance, not just the new money. Real example. Let's say Sarah bought her house in 2021 with a mortgage rate of 3%. She owes $250,000. Now it's a few years later, she needs $40,000 for a renovation, and current refinance rates are sitting around 6.5-7%. If she does a cash-out refinance, her entire $290,000 balance now carries that 6.5-7% rate, not just the new $40,000. She'd be trading a great rate on $250,000 for a much higher rate on the whole thing. That's an expensive mistake that happens to people every single day because they don't stop to do this math. Refinancing also comes with closing costs, typically 2-5% of the total loan amount, which can easily be $6,000 to $15,000 depending on your loan size. And the process takes time, often 30 to 45 days, with a full underwriting process, just like when you originally bought the home. Bottom line on refinancing, it makes the most sense when current interest rates are equal to or lower than your existing mortgage rate, or when you're planning to combine debt consolidation with a rate improvement anyway. HELOC, pros and cons. Now let's talk about the flexible option, how it actually works. You get approved for a credit line based on your home equity. Lenders typically let you access up to 80 to 85% of your home's value minus what you still owe. You don't take all the money at once. You draw what you need when you need it, and you only pay interest on what you've actually borrowed. The upside. Flexibility is the whole game here. If you're not sure exactly how much money you'll need, say you're doing a home renovation with an uncertain final cost. A HELOC lets you pull money in stages instead of borrowing a lump sum and paying interest on cash sitting unused in your bank account. Your original mortgage stays completely untouched, meaning if you locked in a great rate years ago, you keep it. You're only taking a new loan on the additional amount you actually need. Closing costs on HELOCs are typically much lower than a full refinance, so sometimes even $0, depending on the lender, because it's a smaller, simpler loan to set up. The downside, HELOCs almost always come with variable interest rates, meaning your payment can go up, sometimes significantly, if broader interest rates rise. This is genuinely important to understand. The rate you get approved at today is not guaranteed to be your rate in 2 years. Real example, think about someone who opened a HELOC in 2021 or 2022 when rates were sitting around 4%. As the Federal Reserve raised rates aggressively afterward, many HELOC holders saw their rates climb past 8 to 9%, nearly doubling their payments on the same balance. That's the risk you're signing up for with a variable rate product. It can work in your favor or against you, and you don't get to choose which. HELOCs also typically have two phases, the draw period, where you can borrow and often only pay interest, and the repayment period, where you can no longer draw and you start paying principal and interest, sometimes causing payments to jump noticeably higher. A lot of homeowners get caught off guard when the repayment period kicks in and the payment suddenly increases. Bottom line on a HELOC, it's ideal for ongoing or uncertain expenses. Think home renovations happening in phases, covering education costs across multiple years, or having an emergency safety net you hope you never actually need to use. Second mortgage, home equity loan, pros and cons. Now the lump sum, fixed payment cousin. How it actually works, you borrow a specific amount, say $60,000, in one lump sum secured against your home equity. You then repay it in fixed monthly payments over a set term, often 5, 10, or 15 years, completely separate from your first mortgage. The upside, predictability is the name of the game. Your rate is fixed, your payment is fixed, and you know exactly what you're paying every single month for the life of the loan with zero surprises when rates move in the broader economy. Like a HELOC, your first mortgage stays untouched, so if you have a great existing rate, you're not sacrificing it. It's also the cleanest choice when you know the exact amount you need up front. If you're consolidating $45,000 of credit card debt, you don't need flexibility. You need $45,000 once at a fixed rate and a clear payoff date. The downside, because it's a second lien on your property, meaning if something goes wrong, the second mortgage lender gets paid after your first mortgage lender, rates on second mortgages tend to run a bit higher than first mortgage rates, and sometimes slightly higher than HELOC introductory rates too. You also get all the money at once, whether you need it immediately or not, and interest starts accruing on the full amount right away, even the part you haven't spent yet. This makes it a poor choice for projects with uncertain or staggered costs. Real example. Imagine Marcus needs $30,000 for a home addition, but the contractor's timeline means the money will be spent gradually over 8 months. If Marcus takes a second mortgage for the full $30,000 up front, he's paying interest on money sitting untouched in his account for months, A HELOC would have let him draw the money as milestones were completed instead, saving him real interest costs. Bottom line on second mortgages, they're ideal for one-time, clearly defined expenses where you want payment certainty and don't want to worry about rate fluctuations down the road. So, which one should you actually choose? Here's the practical way to think about it. Scenario by scenario, you have a great existing mortgage rate under 5% and need a specific lump sum for a defined purpose, like debt consolidation or paying for a wedding. Go with a second mortgage or home equity loan. You protect your low first mortgage rate and get payment certainty on the new debt. You have a great existing mortgage rate and need flexible, ongoing access to funds, like a multi-phase renovation. Go with a HELOC. Again, you protect that low first mortgage rate, and you only pay interest on what you actually draw. Current mortgage rates are equal to or lower than your existing rate, and you want to simplify to one payment while pulling out cash. This is really the only scenario where a cash-out refinance clearly wins. You get to potentially lower your entire loan's rate while accessing equity in the same move. You're risk-averse and hate the idea of a payment that could change. Avoid the HELOC's variable rate exposure. A fixed rate second mortgage or a refinance, which is also typically fixed rate, will let you sleep better at night. You're not sure exactly how much money you'll need. Never take a lump sum you might not use. A HELOC's draw-as-you-go structure protects you from paying interest on unused funds. The question nobody asks but should. Before choosing any of these, ask yourself one more thing. Do I actually need to borrow against my home at all? Home equity debt puts your house on the line as collateral. If you can't make payments, foreclosure becomes a real possibility, regardless of which of these three products you choose. For things like discretionary spending, a vacation, a new car, everyday bills, putting your home on the line rarely makes sense when unsecured options or simply saving up might work instead. But for things like debt consolidation at dramatically lower rates, home improvements that increase your property's value, or major life expenses like education, home equity can genuinely be a smart financial tool when used carefully. A few things worth checking before you decide. Interest rates on all three of these products move with the broader market, so what's true today might shift in 6 months. Before committing to anything, get actual quotes from at least three lenders, a bank, a credit union, and an online lender, because rates and fees vary more than people expect. Credit unions in particular often have noticeably better HELOC and second mortgage rates than big banks simply because they're not-for-profit and passing savings to members. Also, pay close attention to fees beyond the interest rate itself. Refinancing has closing costs. HELOCs sometimes have annual fees or early closure fees if you pay it off and close the account too soon. Second mortgages sometimes have origination fees. Ask every lender for a full breakdown, not just the advertised rate, because the real cost of borrowing is always the combination of rate plus fees. And one more practical tip. If you're on the fence between a HELOC and a second mortgage, some lenders now offer hybrid products that let you lock in a fixed rate on a portion of a HELOC balance while keeping the rest flexible. It's worth asking your lender directly whether that option exists, because it can give you the best of both worlds, certainty on the part you know you need, and flexibility on the part you're still figuring out. The real takeaway. There's no universally best option here, only the option that's best for your specific rate, your specific timeline, and your specific need. Refinancing shines when today's rates beat your current one. A HELOC shines when your need is flexible and staggered. A second mortgage shines when your need is fixed and defined. The homeowners who make the smartest decisions are the ones who slow down, do the math on their exact numbers, and resist the pressure to rush into whichever option a lender pushes hardest, because that pushed option is often the one that's most profitable for them, not necessarily the one that's best for you. Before we move into our next section, let's hear from our sponsor and take a short break. By the way, this is how we pay our bills. I'm just joking. Let's see.
You deserve real financial relief, and you're about to get it. Imagine hundreds of thousands saved on every loan, mortgages, auto loans, student loans, any loan you have, without refinancing, without a budget upheaval, and without changing your lifestyle. I'm about to share something big, something that could put me in hot water. I work for one of the largest banks in the United States. I can't reveal which one or my boss's full name, but I'm risking it to tell you the truth. His first name is Jamie, and yes, I'm telling you this because I'm leaking the secret out. Right now, every American could dramatically slash the costs of loans across the board. It's not a gimmick. It's not a hard-to-implement scheme. It doesn't require you to refinance, adjust your budget, or overhaul your daily routine. I'm speaking up because I'm tired of seeing bank executives living large, cigars, champagne, while everyday people get squeezed. It's time to take back real money and put it in your pocket. If you want to end those draining bills, click the link below. If you want your life back on track, click the link below. If you want a rainy day cushion, click the link below. If you're not ready for change and prefer to keep paying the same, don't click. Stay where you are. Keep paying. Keep being frustrated. The choice is yours. Make the smart move. Click the link below. Save more. Stress less. Start today.
Welcome back after break. Please let us know in the comment box below, where are you listening from? This way we come to know where our voice is reaching. Okay, so you've now come through the breakdown. Now here's exactly what to do to figure out which option fits your situation, get real quotes, and avoid costly mistakes. Step 1. Find out what your home is actually worth. Before anything else, you need an accurate equity number. Action. Get a free home value estimate at Zillow.com or Redfin.com to get a ballpark figure. For a more accurate number, order a comparative market analysis from a local real estate agent, free of charge, through Realtor.com/find-realtor. Subtract what you currently owe, check your latest mortgage statement, from your home's value to calculate your usable equity. Most lenders let you borrow up to 80 to 85% of your home's value, minus your existing balance. Step 2. Check your current mortgage rate and terms. You cannot make this decision without knowing your existing rate. Action. Pull your most recent mortgage statement or log into your servicer's online portal to confirm your current interest rate, remaining balance, and remaining loan term. Compare it against today's average rates at bankrate.com/mortgages/mortgage-rates or freddiemac.com/PMMS. Freddie Mac's weekly primary mortgage market survey, the most cited rate benchmark in the industry. If today's refinance rates are higher than your current rate, cross refinancing off your list immediately and focus on HELOC or second mortgage options instead. Step 3. Check your credit score before talking to any lender. Your credit score determines your rate on all three products. Action. Get your free credit report at annualcreditreport.com, the only federally authorized free source. Monitor your score for free at creditkarma.com or experian.com/free-credit-report. If your score is below 680, consider spending a few months improving it before applying. Even a 20 to 30 point increase can meaningfully lower your rate. Step 4. Get quotes from multiple lenders, never just one. As it is stated, rates and fees vary significantly between lenders. Action. Compare refinance rates across multiple lenders at bankrate.com/mortgages/refinance-rates and nerdwallet.com/mortgages/refinance-calculator. Compare HELOC rates and terms at bankrate.com/home-equity and lendingtree.com/home/HELOC. Compare second mortgage slash home equity loan rates at bankrate.com/home-equity/home-equity-loan-rates. Contact at least one local credit union directly. Use mycreditunion.gov/consumer-tools/find-a-credit-union to locate one, since credit unions often beat big bank rates on home equity products. Verify any lender's legitimacy before sharing personal information at nmlsconsumeraccess.org, the National Mortgage Lender Registry. Apart from this all, visit debtfreemadesimple.com to eliminate all your debts fast in 3 to 7 years with no HELOC, no consolidation, and no refinancing required. You can also contact at 203-606-3555 for their service. I know they have a nice support system. Step 5. Run the real math before choosing refinancing. Don't repeat Sarah's mistake from the previous example. Confirm the numbers first. Action. Use a cash out refinance calculator at nerdwallet.com/mortgages/cash-out-refinance-calculator to see your new blended rate and payment. Calculate your break-even point on closing costs. Divide total closing costs by monthly savings, if any, to see how many months it takes to recoup the cost. Ask your lender directly, "What is my new rate on the entire balance, not just the cash I'm taking out?" Get this in writing before proceeding. Step 6. If considering a HELOC, ask these specific questions. Variable rates and repayment period jumps catch people off guard. Avoid that here. Action. Ask every lender, "What is the length of my draw period? And what happens to my payment the day the repayment period begins?" Ask specifically whether the HELOC offers a fixed rate conversion option on any portion of the balance. Many major lenders now offer this hybrid feature. Use the CFPB's HELOC guide at consumerfinance.gov/consumer-tools/HELOC to understand your rights and the standard disclosure documents lenders must provide. Confirm whether there are annual fees, inactivity fees, or early closure fees before signing anything. Step 7. If considering a second mortgage, confirm the full cost upfront. Action. Ask for the full fixed rate, term length, and total repayment amount over the life of the loan, not just the monthly payment figure. Use a loan amortization calculator at calculator.net/amortization-calculator.html to see exactly how much interest you'll pay over the full term. Confirm any origination fees or prepayment penalties in writing before signing. Step 8. Talk to a free, unbiased housing counselor. Before signing anything with a lender, get a neutral second opinion. Action. Call a HUD-approved housing counselor at 1-800-569-4287. This service is completely free, and counselors can review refinance, HELOC, and second mortgage offers with you. Find a certified counselor near you at hud.gov/counseling. Ask specifically, based on my numbers, which of these three options actually makes the most financial sense for me? Step 9. If you're consolidating high-interest debt, compare against non-home options too. Biggest warning of episode: don't risk your home if you don't have to. Action. Before committing to home equity debt for credit card consolidation, get a free nonprofit debt counseling session at the National Foundation for Credit Counseling, nfcc.org, or call 1-800-388-2227. Compare unsecured personal loan rates at lendingtree.com/personal-loans. Sometimes a personal loan, while at a higher rate than home equity debt, is safer if you're not fully confident in your ability to repay. Use a debt payoff calculator at consumerfinance.gov/consumer-tools/debt-collection to compare total repayment costs across options. Step 10. Protect yourself from high-pressure lending tactics. Action. Never sign anything the same day it's presented. Legitimate lenders expect you to take time to review terms. Verify any lender complaint history at bbb.org in the CFPB complaint database at consumerfinance.gov/complaint. Report predatory lending practices to the CFPB directly at 1-855-411-2372 or file a complaint at consumerfinance.gov/complaint. Here's the truth. Refinancing, HELOC, and second mortgages all unlock the same equity, but they are not interchangeable. One rewrites your entire loan. One acts like a flexible credit line. One sits as a completely separate payment on top of what you already owe. The right choice isn't about which sounds best. It's about your goal, your rate, and your timeline. Your home equity can be one of the most powerful financial tools you have, but only when it's used with a clear strategy behind it. That's exactly what we help people figure out every day. If you want personalized guidance on which option truly fits your life, head to debtfreemadesimple.com. Real answers, no pressure. And if you're ready to talk it through with a real person, just text the word READY to 203-606-3555, and someone from our team will reach out and walk you through everything personally. If you liked today's episode, hit the like button and share our video. Thank you for your time. Thank you for trusting us with it. And thank you for being willing to even consider that your future could look different than it does today. Because it absolutely can.
We can eliminate all your debt. Now you know, the rest is up to you. What are you waiting for?